Project Veritas video, Twitter exec Vijayagada lays out global approach to censor Americans. By Lucas Nolan on January 18, 2021. The investigative journalism group Project Veritas recently published insider footage of Twitter's legal, policy, and trust lead discussing plans for Twitter's expansion of moderation enforcement on a global scale. Progressive Twitter exec Vijayagada described applying the company's global approach to censorship to Americans, including political leaders, reaffirming the company's belief that President Donald Trump's posts were inciting violence and having real-world harm. In a video recently published by Project Veritas, Twitter's legal, policy, and trust lead Vijayagada discusses the details of the social media site's plans to expand its censorship of harmful speech on its platform. Gade discusses the company's plans to permanently suspend accounts promoting conspiracy theories, and reaffirms that Twitter believes that President Trump's tweets were inciting violence and having real-world harm. The video footage posted by Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe is available on their website and can be seen below. At one point while discussing new censorship plans, Gade states, "In other places around the world where we've seen violence unfold as a result of either misleading information or coded rhetoric. So a lot of our learnings here have come from other markets, so in that sense, you know, we do feel like it is, this is our global approach." In a recent article discussing Twitter's suspension of President Trump, Breitbart News reported that Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was relaxing on a private island in French Polynesia when he received a phone call on January 6 from Twitter's top lawyer and safety expert Vijayagada, the notorious leftist who previously appeared alongside Dorsey on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. Gade informed Dorsey that Twitter had suspended President Trump's account temporarily to prevent him from posting further statements relating to the U.S. Capitol protests that could incite violence. Dorsey was reportedly concerned about the decision, but he had delegated moderation decisions to Gade and generally deferred to her on account suspensions and did so again. The New York Times recently reported that last Wednesday, Twitter employees gathered in a virtual meeting to discuss the decision to remove President Trump from the platform. Many were grateful that Twitter had taken action while others simply wanted to leave the Trump era behind, but many were very emotional over the situation and cried. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.